And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN here on a Wednesday morning. Coming up later this hour, we'll get some updates from USD 3-3 Manhattan Ogden Schools and the Manhattan Fire Department. But we're going to start things off. A special guest joining us here to start off the program. He needs no introduction. It's Jordy Nelson, K-State football alum and NFL star. Appreciate the time here this morning.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Oh, always appreciate it. We love getting to talk about this wonderful benefit that's coming up here in the month of June. And it's really nice to see that, COVID's not really having an impact on it this year. I know last year went virtual.
Yes, obviously. I think everyone's happy that COVID's working its way out, hopefully. And it is. It's good to get back at it and be able to host the event. And with that, we've made some changes still due to the, COVID stuff that's still going on. But for the most part, we're kind of back to normal. The one main change will be on Friday evening. There will not be the normal autograph signing that I do. Just over the years, we've seen people travel from farther and farther distances to come. And so obviously with what we dealt with the last year and being in close contact with others that you don't really aren't normally around, we didn't feel like that was the right thing to do yet. So we created a new event for Friday night on the 11th. And it's a cornhole tournament that will take place in Bonneville City Park. Registration will be from 4:30 to 5:30. It'll start at 6. It'll be our first time doing this, so I'm sure there'll be some hiccups that we got to get through. But we look forward to it. We'll also have a barbecue meal that night as well throughout the tournament. We'll have some live music with Rick Stanley doing the DJing and then a beer garden as well. So I think we have a great substitute for the autograph signing. And with the cornhole tournament, something we felt everyone could play, no matter how young or old. I think we are going to put a cap that you have to be at least 16, I believe, or 18 to play in it, just so we get a feel for numbers and that the game feels smoothly. But we look forward to trying this new event out on Friday night.
All right. Sounds good. Leonardville City Park, June 11th. That's next Friday. So a wonderful opportunity. The barbecue meal sounds great. Any idea on the menu for that?
Yes, it'll be pulled pork. Ryan Vansickle, who is a local guy in our community again that smokes meat for, I don't want to say for a living, but does quite a bit of it. Goes to a lot of contests, does a lot of dinners and whatnot. So he's volunteered his time to come out, smoke that. So it'll be some great smoked pulled pork and obviously some sides as well and a great meal.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's just the first day of the event. It's a two-day event here, the 13th Annual Nelson's Landing Benefit here. And let's talk about what's going on Saturday.
So Saturday starts off early. So we go from a good Friday night into an early Saturday morning with the golf tournament. We've had always great responses with the golf tournament to the point where we hardly get to add any new teams. A lot of the same teams are playing it every year come back. So that's full usually right away. But one thing that I've kind of always wished to go on and haven't been able to because I run the golf tournament is the drive and ride. That is, you can bring your motorcycle, your van, your sports car, whatever you want to do. You will register at Nelson's Landing at 11 a.m., depart at noon, and then you will go to four other small town restaurants, bars, throughout kind of central Kansas here and follow everyone else. You'll pick up a playing card at each one. And I think even in the years past, I'd allowed you to buy a second one if need be, if you didn't like your first one, and see who ends up with the best poker hand. You'll end up back here in Leonardville for your final card, which I think is about 4 o'clock or so when everyone shows back up, which is perfect timing because the silent auction will be going on and that goes from 11 a.m. to 5:30, so when they get back from that, they can look at that and place their bids. And then our live auction is at 6 p.m. And so those will kind of butt up against each other. The silent auction will be in Nelson's Landing throughout the day. The live auction will be out in front of Nelson's Landing. Again, just to be respectful of everyone, it'll be an easy way to space out, be out in open air. So far, so good. The weather's looking nice. So we'll be out on the street. We'll have it blocked off. We will have, again, a beer garden and a food vendor here. Made to grill brats. Manover are coming down to have brats and curly fries and funnel cakes and stuff. So Come out, grab dinner, see the auction items. If you're not able to do the drive and ride, still come out and do that and participate in the auction. We'll have probably close to 100 auction items total from all area businesses. And we're very appreciative of those businesses that have donated. We'll have some K-State tickets and auction items, some signed Green Bay stuff, some stuff from local businesses in Clay Center, Junction City. I think we got a private tasting at the Manhattan Brewing Company coming in that they graciously donated. So, and some other businesses in Manhattan and Riley and Vernon Bowl areas. So it usually comes out to be pretty unique auction item, something for everyone. We'll have a high price, you know, kind of premium items. We'll have some bonus price, just unique items that are donated. So it's always a fun night. We'll have some of my grandma buddies homemade pie that people have not been able to get for over a year now. So if people are saving those pies, there'll be banana cream, probably fresh strawberry, maybe some rhubarb, some Snickers pies. So if you've been missing those the last year and a half or so since the landing closed down, here's your opportunity to come out and get your pie.
Awesome. I think a lot of people will love to check that out for sure. So again, next Friday, next Saturday, June 11th and 12th is the 13th annual Nelson's Landing Benefit. And this is such a good cause. And you guys have, the family's obviously through the foundation done this for so many years and helped benefit so many people. Let's talk about the three beneficiaries that you've selected here for 2021.
Yeah, so each year we select people in the community that have came down on hard times, if it's through medical bills or premature births or anything like that, that they just have a kind of an outstanding medical bill. And there's so much stress in that when you have family members dealing with medical issues that we want to kind of relieve their stress a little bit financially. So what we do, we reimburse them for their medical bills post-insurance after everything's cleared insurance and whatever came out of pocket that's been a medical bill. And they bring us their bills. We look at them. We do our due diligence to make sure that it's done correctly. But our first recipient is Melinda Hagemeyer. She has had tumors on her liver and we needed colonoscopy. So it's something obviously that has been good, big thing in her life. And it was confirmed that she had stage 4 colon cancer. So it's something that obviously chemo treatments and all that. And there's, like I said, there's a lot that goes on. Noah Peterson is a boy here in Lanerville that was, after birth, he wasn't breathing correctly, so he ended up getting life-flighted to Topeka and got all that, had some pneumonia, and along with some other breathing issues. So got that figured out. He is doing good. He's a healthy boy now. And then Tessa Williams is a middle schooler here at Rada County who was complaining of some pain in her body. And after a few weeks of finally convincing her that it wasn't going away, they went and got checked out. And she has cancer, and as they have explained it to us, it is everywhere but her toenails, her toe, the tips of her toes and fingers. She is doing, I think, some trial treatments and experimental stuff to try to help out. And she has had a great attitude from what we've been told about it all. And she is willing and was willing to do these experimental treatments because I think these were her words, that if I can do something so someone doesn't have to experience what I'm experiencing right now, she is all for it. So she has had a great mindset about all of it. And we just look forward to kind of bringing awareness to some of these issues and being able to help these families financially as well and raise money for those in the community that need our help.
Wow, that's powerful. That's talk about a brave young woman there in Tessa Williams. I mean, kudos to her, and keep fighting the good fight.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the amazing thing with these recipients. A lot of them with their mindsets when they come in, and obviously are very appreciative. Some of them don't want to do it because they don't want the limelight, but we try to explain that people in our community are willing to help. And once they feel that support, it is a big relief for them. And obviously the people in our community and families that either donate items or come every year and buy these and spend their hard-earned money, especially after the year we've had, we're extremely thankful. Obviously, you can put on an event all you want, but if people in the community don't show up and support it, you won't raise very much money. So we're very thankful for that. And it's been amazing over the last, obviously, 12, now 13 years to see the support year in year out. People are wanting to do great things, wanting to give back, wanting to help others out. They just need that opportunity. It's been our blessing to be able to provide that opportunity and allow this event to grow over the years. And like I said, we look forward to it, to be back to normal this year and trying out a new event with the Cornhole Tournament on Friday night.
All right. Again, the 13th Annual Nelson's Landing Benefit, Friday, June 11th, Saturday, June 12th, up in Leonardville. And if people want to look at any of the auction items ahead of time, can they do that, or maybe find some information somewhere online?
Yeah, so they can go to our Nelson Family Community Foundation Facebook page. We will start posting auction items throughout probably this weekend and all next week. We'll try to get a whole slide together or write up, but we'll be posting some throughout the week. We'll have PowerPoint going the night of the event, just so everyone can see what's going on and we can recognize those businesses that have donated. And, so just for updates and to stay posted on the items, the Nelson Family Community Foundation Facebook page. That way you can keep track of times for the cornhole tournament, the drive and ride, the auctions and stuff. So that's the go-to spot to keep updated on everything.
Okay, very good. Well, Jordy, it's always a pleasure, and good luck on this benefit. Hope you raise lots and lots and lots of money.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your time, and hope to see everyone out Friday and Saturday night.
All right, appreciate it. Stay tuned. More in Focus continues after this on News Radio KMAN.